Stop 5. Introduction to A Lament for Power.
This is a 3-minute introduction to A Lament for Power. It centres on Henrietta Lacks, a black American woman known to scientists as Hela, who was born in 1920 and died in 1951. The name Hela was given to the cells that were harvested from Henrietta's body without her knowledge during a cancer biopsy. The unprecedented ability of the cells to endlessly replicate meant that they have been used in key scientific breakthroughs such as developing the polio and COVID-19 vaccines and mapping the human genome. However, Henrietta had no knowledge of this and her family only came to know decades later. The film has a fictional first-person narrative and takes place entirely in a virtual environment inspired by the 2009 video game Resident Evil 5. It starts in a desolate wetland where a deserted wooden hut stands. A black mass seeps from under the back door and gradually rises up into a huge dome shape, engulfing everything in range. We pass through a range of different abandoned landscapes, a science facility, a cityscape, and lastly a sci-fi aircraft. All the while, the large black mass continues to grow. The film ends by tilting skywards towards a blue, pink and yellow sunset before turning entirely black for the final minute while the monologue continues. The only people we encounter are about 4 minutes into the film, where we momentarily hover behind a stocky white man in dirty military fatigues. He strolls through a rundown shantytown where he encounters zombies. They are mostly black people who regard him with fixated stares, with sticks and weapons in their hands. Larry tells us more about this scene.
The man in this scene is Chris Redfield, one of two main protagonists from the video game Resident Evil 5. All of the Resident Evil games have bioterrorist plots that centre around a large pharmaceutical company called Umbrella. Resident Evil 5 is set in West Africa, where a virus known as the Ouroboros virus has been unleashed, having been used in an experiment that has gone awry. This results in all forms of living organisms mutating, from plants to animals and people. Chris Redfield has been sent in to neutralize the threat, meaning to eradicate mutated forms. We were interested in the racial dynamics at play, with Chris Redfield as a white savior and black people characterized as zombies, i.e. objects to be feared that have no agency or lack of brain function. The often problematic Western appropriation of the zombie from West African Vodun practices, and the mutation of such through science, resulting in the creation of scary, animalistic, evil forms. Or, in the virtual space, for example, the non-playable character, being a metaphor for the oppressed and enslaved. David and I had the idea of putting together the real-life but little-known narrative about Henrietta Lacks with this video game, as both are about big pharma, agency, and consent. Who gets to call the shots in these worlds, both fictional and real?